All right, so welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to be talking about Chaos Walking, which is a science fiction movie and also a young adult novel adaptation by Doug Liman. The last time I really saw a Doug Liman movie, I enjoy that movie a lot because it was Live, Die, Repeat, Edge of Tomorrow, whatever you want to call that movie. But this one, written by Patrick Ness, Christopher Ford, stars Tom Holland, Daisy Ridley, also a couple other people, David Oyelowo, Cynthia Erivo, Mads Mikkelsen. Somehow Nick Jonas is in this movie, but the synopsis is a dystopian world where there are no women and living creatures can hear each other's thoughts through a stream of images, words, sounds called the noise. And just like any of these young adult novels, they all start off with Tom Holland supposed to be a teenager. He's living on like this distant planet, neo-western. But again, there's no women. All the men in this planet, they have this like a big chat bubble of their thoughts. Tom Holland's character is trying to control his, but lives with his father. There's a spaceship crash. From Tom Holland's perspective, have never seen any women. And it turns out that Mads Mikkelsen is the mayor of whatever planet, or at least the section of the planet that they're on.
He leads Penis Town.
Yeah. Tom Holland mentions to Mads Mikkelsen that there was a female that crash landed, and Mads Mikkelsen attempts to find out where she came from, when her ship might be able to come pick her up. Keith, how did you feel about Chaos Walking?
It was a trash movie. The only good part about this is that the movie's finally been released.
Yeah, so this movie had a very long production history, and as I was telling Mike earlier, apparently Tom Holland was up for 1917, and he couldn't do that movie because of this movie.
I know he's pissed.
Yes.
I know he's pissed off about this. This isn't the first time Doug Liman's fucked up.
I think he might have gotten removed from being a director. Still gets credit for it, but I think at some point they reshot a bulk of the movie in order just to put it out.
I wouldn't be surprised. Doug Liman, I'm just going to call him Lemon Pepper. Lemon Pepper just does retarded stuff. Man, I shouldn't use the word retarded like that. I apologize. But the guy's a dick. And he's
inconsistent. So he has done movies that I've liked.
He's done phenomenal movies that have been great. Born Identity?
Yeah.
Go. Mr. and Mrs. Smith? That might be part of the problem. But
Edge of Tomorrow?
Yes, yes. Edge of Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm going to chalk this up to the fact that he did...
He also did Jumper.
Jumper was not as horrible as you want to say it is. It's bad. But it's a bad movie that I can watch. My problem with Lemon Pepper's movies here is that whatever reason, he goes into these leaps and bounds. Whatever movie is in his head, he can never get out on screen. And someone else has to the reins on.
Probably would say that is true.
The Edge of Tomorrow was a Tom Cruise film. Lemon Pepper called the shots, but I'm almost positive Tom Cruise is the one that said, yo, you're going left and you're going backwards now. So we need to do the shots that have been called. Let's get it done. All right. Let's get my stunt work done. And we can look at it in the post-production and see what we need to do. Born Identity, he didn't have enough chops to pull some shit off. I'm pretty sure there's a couple other producers who were running the show on that. Can't be an executive producer. He needs to be just a director and calling the shots.
This movie is bad beyond belief. And I think I might have lost interest in this movie about 5 minutes into it. Mainly because of the noise, all these young adult novels. Here's a couple of consistent themes. There'll just be unnecessary jargon thrown around. So you got the noise, the whisper, the something, something, another. You'll have some random creatures that somehow can attack people. The whole noise thing. It's like, I'm kind of tired of hearing this rambling going on. And it's going on in every scene. And then there was just like a necessary amount of cursing in it, particularly in the first 20 minutes. What in the world is going on? You can kind of tell when things got reshot, and then it kind of went this whole route of unveiling this conspiracy. And then all of a sudden, Mads Mikkelsen has to die. I'm like, okay, I understand all that. But this is maybe 30 minutes worth of a film. Somehow just drawn out to, I think it was like maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. And it's not interesting, and it doesn't really flow too well either.
No, it's all over the damn place.
I'm going to say something maybe controversial about Daisy Ridley. I believe that Star Wars might be the pinnacle of her career.
Yo, that is exactly what I was thinking.
There's not going to be any way that her career goes beyond the level of Star Wars.
Get nothing after this. She's terrible.
And Tom Holland needs to fire whoever his agent is immediately. And then finding another agent that says, keep doing these Marvel movies. The last couple of roles have not been good. Cherry was not good. Whatever movie that showed up on Netflix. I'm trying to think what was that movie?
Devil All the Time?
Yeah, that one was not good.
That's not necessarily completely his fault.
It was a book. I think the book is, somebody got the rights to it and was like, well, we have to do something with it. Daisy Ridley, you're never going to get any better roles than what you got with Star Wars. Like, that's it. You were just maybe a B-level actress that somehow got noticed and got into the world's most popular franchise and during a time of inconsistency from Disney picking up the rights to Star Wars.
That's not how she got in. She got in because of that damn J.J. Abrams. Like, he literally picked her out. She's Rey. She's our powerful Jedi warrior. Dude, okay, you're triggering me again. All right, let's just back up. All right, good.
Well, apparently Brie Larson is supposed to be the next most powerful Jedi.
I read about that mess. I think that was an April Fool's joke.
Keith, what score would you give Chaos Walking?
I want to give it a score that is embarrassing. So I'm going to give it, I think, a 2. Give it a 2 only because Tom Holland did his best.
So my score for 2021 is a 0. The first 0 I'm going to give this year because this movie is uninteresting. You should not be paying for this movie. You should not be paying for this movie. But I did. And I'm stupid. This is the only way to talk about it. Young adult novels, those things kind of died out maybe right when the Hunger Games ended. Percy Jackson series ended. The time is up for these young adult novels. Divergent. Wasn't that supposed to be a Divergent TV show because they couldn't really be interested in trying to finish the movie series?
Yeah, it was part 2. They'd already filmed it and they released it as a TV movie or something like that.
Yeah, but that tells you how all this plays out with these young adult novels. And with the whole production of this, that somebody else that came in to hit up that studio and said this movie is unwatchable, is unreleasable, and they released it anyway because it's coronavirus. Nobody's going to the theaters anyway, so if the movie doesn't make money, it's okay because it's coronavirus. But nevertheless, this movie's bad, and Lionsgate, don't try any longer. But nevertheless, Beast Game Podcast, 0, and I think Keith maybe might have given it a 2, but
I gave it a 2. Tom Holland wasn't bad. He wasn't terrible. He tried his best, though. He tried.
David Oyelowo, I'm in the spirit of the evilness. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
You know what's funny about that whole thing? It was an all-European cast and crew.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be it was a Nick European Jonas. Novice. So why do they all have American accents? Like, what? I don't understand these fucking clowns.
Yeah. Again, the arc of the movie, I thought there was like another act to it. When
I'm pretty sure there was, and it backtracked on.
Well, it probably was. It was like, hey, not going to make any more of these movies. Goodbye. So
we didn't even talk about Daisy Ridley, how bad she was. She's so damn wooden.
Yeah. I thought it was just Star Wars, and maybe somehow she just kind of got pigeonholed into being this. Again, as I said, that Star Wars will be the pinnacle of her career. She will never make any more money than she made in Star Wars. There's no other roles. Like, if you look at anybody else that is in Star Wars, my boy, Oscar Isaac, he has a career after that.
He was one of those actors who came on board. He got it in there because he wanted to do Star Wars, but
Donald Glover, he'll have a career after Star Wars. The chick that plays Rotigo, she'll have a career. But Daisy Ridley, no.
She had a Rey moment. Dude runs into a room. He thinks she's about to get like beaten up or raped or whatever. And she's already beating the dude up and tied him up.
Yeah.
She's already 10 steps ahead of him.
Yeah.
I'm already doing this thing. So you're just tagging along. You're like, oh, for God's sakes.
And I can see where at some point, whoever got the rights to the book, hey, this is the time to kind of make one of these movies and toxic masculinity type thing. And then the only human people are the females. And I can understand somebody seeing all that. It's like, yes, let's release all this. The movie's is bad. The book is trash. And it's a bad movie. the worst actress of our generation, Daisy Ridley, doing the Daisy Ridley thing of staring. There's a whole part where she doesn't even speak. She's still not even acting well in that.
She got no range.
Tom Holland just needs to fire his agent. He'll be fine. Daisy Ridley, maybe you need to go do theater or something. I don't know.
I got a feeling she's going to end up getting cast in a Marvel movie.
No.
I don't know. Well, or what, but it would not shock me one bit.
Mike,
I don't see how she has
no.
She has no personality. Like, not even a Marvel movie could draw her out. She was so bad in that. I forgot she was in that terrible ass Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah. Keith fell asleep in that movie. I fell asleep in the movie. Twice.
I'm so pissed at you about that shit, yo, because you fucking gone when I woke up.
I had to make a phone call. And I remember the people that were sitting on the opposite side of the road that we were on, they were just gone. I was like, I think one time I woke up, they were just gone. I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah. You hear us talking about this movie, and it's always about, well, when I woke up in this part, that's the part I woke up at. This dumbass movie. She was terrible in that movie, too. Yeah. She was just like, I don't know what to do. And I'm going to. I don't even know what she said in it. What, like, was she the one who killed people?
All of them did.
Man, did they?
All these motherfuckers did. I was like, what? And she was like, all of them did. And finally, I can only come to one conclusion that you were all in on it together. And I was like, good job.
Yeah, and didn't he like break down crying about that? But now I must be the one. Now I have to. He did some Shakespearean moment. This dude.
Yeah, well, I will say something positive about Chaos Walking. Kurt Sutter was in the movie. That's about it. Killian, like whatever the. Yeah,
oh
but,
my god!
But yeah, getting back to Daisy Ridley, maybe she needs to go back to acting school. Or she needs to go with TV because I think that's where she started at. It was like TV. So looking at her IMDb page, she acted in 1991, and then she started acting doing shorts. 2012, 2013, TV in 2013, short in 2013, a TV show, a single episode of a show, more shorts, another single episode of a show, and then two episodes of a show, and then Star Wars. Or I guess 2012 to whenever she got picked for Force Awakens. There's like nothing in her history of movies or TV shows or anything that is one remotely interesting or shows that she has the capability of being a great actress. Other than J.J. Abrams hyped her up.
Oh, he hyped her up. I saw her and I immediately recognized the true talent within her soul. And then she told me that I should direct her better. That told me she had sass. I'm like, I fucking hate that guy. I should have known that movie was going to be a train wreck when he gave that fucking interview. God.
Somehow Keith has to make everything about J.J. Abrams.
It is about J.J. Abrams, though. He gave us trash. He brought out trash. And he stapled it up there and dusted that trash off and spray painted with gold. Fuck him.
Yeah. In between Star Wars, the only other movie that she did was Murder on the Orient Express.
which is the recipient of my only zero.
And she was also in that Peter Rabbit movie, which she wasn't the main person. I think she was just a voice in it. So she might have been okay in that movie. I think the Peter Rabbit movie's all right. Might have gave it like a 5.
That's terrible.
But Chaos Walking, don't pay for it. Don't see it. Don't even wait for it to go on Netflix. You see it on Netflix, just go back to our podcast and say, oh, yeah, that's a movie that you're talking about. That movie's trash. Make assumptions. Judge books by its cover. So, Beast Game Podcast.